Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, you know, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check it out. Give us a like while you're there. I'd appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, there is just tons of stuff. You could literally keep yourself occupied for hours and hours just on the Animal World Facebook page if you wanted to just keep scrolling down, because I've got the most entertaining animal videos and photographs and studying from, and some really important stuff too. But I post everything I can find, and I am coming up with just some phenomenal stuff. And the numbers are really starting to blow out on the Animal World Facebook page because so many people are checking stuff out and sharing it and all that sort of thing. And just some really, really great stuff. All righty. Phone numbers. We do have open phone lines. And I am taking behavior training and healing questions. Local number 425 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And you know what I'm thinking about it? As long as we've got an open phone line and Kathy's sitting at the phones, because she's going to come back in the studio, let's see if there's anybody interested in winning some Missing Link today. There are Missing Link supplements, three for dogs. There's one for skin and coat, one for hip and joint. There is a senior dog formula with the New Zealand green muscle. And man, I can't tell you, I am just getting raving reviews from listeners all over the place about Missing Link. We had one call in say they need to put it on their label that it repels fleas. Well, that's not what it's designed for, but when you have a healthy skin and coat, you're not as attractive to fleas, so it can really benefit. It eliminates excessive shedding problems in dogs and hairball problems in cats. There is a formula for cats. There's also a formula for birds. There's a formula for poultry, and getting rave reviews on chickens loving the Missing Link as well. There's a wellness blend that is vegetarian and feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like little house mice, rats, hamsters, guinea pigs, and the like. All you need to do to win your choice of any of those Missing Link supplements is give Kathy a call, and the Missing Link words of the day. Well, considering the subject that we have right now, how about Kitty, use your cat box? All right, so that's the Missing Link phrase of the day. Call Kathy, 425-373-5527. Tell her what version of Missing Link you'd like sent to your front door. 1-888-298-5569 is the toll-free number. And let's see, if you need to mail anything to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. All right, let's get back. Whoa, okay, well, that blew up the phone lines. Yay. Okay, let's get back to Kim in Mill Creek and her peeing kitties. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right. So we've got you programmed. We know we've talked about number of boxes, size of boxes, cleaning boxes, odor neutralizing everything, and then the big important thing to catify the house, because I really think that the big problem is the relationship between Talon and Ty. And that second male coming into the house, because she's feeling more threatened. Don't know what her relationship with Tristan is. How do they get along?
They get along fine. She'll kind of look at him. He's docile. He walks off.
Yeah, okay. Then I think it's the addition of the second male. She's feeling more intimidated. You said she is really tiny. And he will, Talon will occasionally go after her. So big play for Talon, and flat cat him as much as you can. Even if it's just 5 minutes here or there, just, you know, if you don't have a lot of time, you don't have to play for, you know, half an hour at a time. You know, 2-3 minutes with that laser.
Okay.
2-3 minutes with that deburred is enough to take the edge off it all. Okay. Now, the other thing that you can look at would be, you know, Vicki Draper was in the studio with us the first Sunday of January of this month. You could go back in the audio archives and listen to that show. She does crystal essences that are really, really nice. She's got a lot of them to choose from. You could call her up, tell her what's going on, and see what crystal essences she'd recommend, because she's had some really great results in kind of balancing the energy in multiple animal households and their relationships together. And she's got essences that would help Ty feel safer. So that's something you could add to the program.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Now, the other thing is with the marketing, because I'm not convinced that she's doing everything, because the boys might have chimed in here around the windows.
Mm-hmm.
With that, because you say there's another cat that comes around.
Yeah, I've seen the neighbor cat come by.
Yeah, so you want to do your best to discourage that. If there's a way keep him away from places where they would see him.
We've closed the curtains, especially at night, because we figure he'll roam at night.
Yeah.
So we close the curtains and make sure that they are not able to look out windows.
Okay. But during the day they can, right?
They can during the day. Now, we do have a top down, bottom, up window. So we keep the top down and keep the bottom up. So it keeps the low level so they can't see cats.
Okay, good. So you've blocked that visual.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the last thing then that can be involved is what I call the human-to-animal transference. And that is understanding that when our animals have problems, it isn't always just the animals, that emotionally and intuitively they're really sensitive. They pick up, process, reflect back. Our belief systems, our characteristics, our behavior, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. Now, sometimes this is majorly involved in the cause or the underlying cause of what's going on with our cats. Sometimes it's minorly involved. With as much urine as you're getting around, there could be a component here. So what you need to know is that when cats inappropriately urinate in the house, it is often a reflection of anger, and usually of human anger. And the type of urination kind of tells you the type of anger. So when you see like the squat urination, like you saw with Ty, mm-hmm. that's indicative of what I call a female anger. And when I'm talking male-female anger here, I don't mean man-woman. I mean male-female energetically wise. Okay. So a female anger can come from a man. A male anger can come from a woman. Okay. It's the type of anger. So a squat urination indicative of a female anger, which is a suppressed, covert, don't get mad, get angry, kind of get even type of anger. The other type of urination is the spray or the marking urination. That's indicative of a male energy anger, which is an I don't like it, I want to fix it, I want to control it, I want to change it, a jealous or possessive type anger. Hmm. So what you could do is kind of look back, because it starts 6 months after Talon came in. So we've got that component. But underlying that, what was going on with you humans back then? And is there something going on in your lives that you might be angry about? Now, our animals tend to reflect back what we stuff and suppress. Okay, so this would be, there's anger going on, but it's not really been addressed. It's not like you're running around the house yelling or something, but it's more like you're stewing in it. Mm. And it's kind of underlying. So that's the kind of thing you want to look at. And sometimes I have to put the humans in the household on a little program to start releasing anger and writing some angry letters and ripping them up and burning, you know, have you screaming a pillow here or there. But we got to get that moving, that angry energy out.
Okay.
So that's also a possibility that could be, you know, interfering here. The other thing that is occurring to me, the two things that Kathy mentioned, that she found some products online that like Ultra Cat Attract or something, things that you put in the cat box to make the cat attracted to the box. It's a scent of some kind.
Okay.
What I said to her, she said, would this work? And I said, well, I don't usually use those products. I've not found them to be all that effective. But the type of situation that I would recommend an attractant in the litter box would be for cats that were never taught how to use a litter box and don't really know what it's for. Or maybe we're turning an outdoor model into an indoor model and they don't know what cat boxes are all about. But I don't think that that's something that would be majorly helpful in your situation. Now, on the other hand, though, Kathy made a note here up on the screen that Kim Miller is a friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay, well, for anybody that doesn't know, Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, she's been a longtime animal communicator and intuitive and medium here on Animal World. We just haven't had her on the show for a while because she got too busy. She got a boat is what she did. Kim is a very gifted communicator. Have you done a session with Kim to find out what these cats are thinking and feeling?
Have not, and it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
She was a friend. I never really thought about it.
Well, yeah, you know, you don't need to take advantage of the friendship, you know. You can pay her for the session or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But don't dismiss that. And what you could do with everything that I've given you here today, now you could do a session with Kim Have her tune in. Find out. See if she can get us confirmation on how is Ty feeling about Talon.
Mm-hmm.
And is she feeling threatened, and what's going on? See if she can get a handle on who's doing it. Besides, we know that Ty's doing it, but are the boys contributing? Are they marking? Are they feeling insecure? And then maybe perhaps with everything that she tells you, you can then use the information that I've given you,
mm-hmm.
and that will help you figure it out and know, you know, what you really need to do of all this stuff. Okay. On the other hand, it could also be very helpful to me for you to let me know what Kim had to say about all this stuff.
Okay.
And then I can better help you. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah.
So when you've got somebody in your pocket like Kim Miller, and anybody that's got a problem like this, you can get Kim Miller or Darcy Pariso. Darcy does the same sort of thing, who's on the air with us more regularly now. But Kim's very gifted, and I would take advantage of that friendship. But you know, you can pay her too.
Oh, absolutely.
But tell her I said we need to know A. Because it started 6 months after Ty came in. Does she see a correlation with the human anger? You know, is there that emotional component in this? And are all the cats marking the window, or is it just Ty that's doing this? And is it related to how she feels about Talon?
Okay.
And how does she feel about it? Does she feel safe in the boxes to use them? Are they clean enough? All that kind of stuff. So try to confirm everything I've told you with Kim.
Okay.
And if she gives us something different, then you call me and we'll figure out what to do, okay?
Okay, perfect. And what about like a flower essence? Is that something that you've found to work in the past?
Well, flower essences also can work very well. The question is finding ones that work. Generic ones for things can work for some and not others.
Okay.
If you, a good flower essence practitioner that can make one specific, you know, for your situations can work. But that's why I recommend, I've actually seen better results with the crystal essences that Vicky does.
Yeah.
And that's why I really like those. But it's a very similar thing. So, yes, you could use some flower essences, and they may or may not be beneficial.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, and for anybody that's thinking, because it's popping into my head, well, what about feel away, you know, and the pheromone stuff? And I'll tell you that I do not find them to be very effective. I find them to be extremely expensive, and the vast majority of times they don't make any difference at all. Occasionally, I've seen them make the situation worse. And then just when I get ready to write it off forever, I'll hear of one case that it helped with.
Okay.
So that's my opinion on the feel away, the feline pheromones.
Yeah, we tried it. Did not work.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. All right,
Kim,
so you got a lot of stuff to work with, but just let me know this is just touching the surface, because if you called me and hired me as a feline behavior therapist and I came to your home, I would spend like 4 hours with you. Okay, so this is, even though we covered a lot of bases really quickly, it's still just scratching the surface, so there's tons more that we can do.
Okay, I'll start here. And
yeah,
we'll
start
go
here
there.
And then just keep me posted, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Okay, Diane, I know you've been on hold forever, but just hold on a little longer because I don't want to have to cut you off in a minute. We're going to take care of our advertisers, and then we will come back. And Diane, you're next, and we'll find out what else you need to know about spraying kitties. So stay right where you are. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. Oh, and congratulations to Connie from Everett, won the senior formula of Missing Link for her dog friend. So how cool is that? All right, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, nellshealingministry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Want you to check out the NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, www.nuprosupplements.com. You heard again about Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. He'll be in the house here doing free remote sessions for everybody the first Sunday of February. Check out his website in the meantime, www.nelshealingministry.com. Check out the testimonial page. Look at the videos. Dachshunds, corgis, paralyzed from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery. 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nels. They're walking again. He really is working miracles. And he can do a free remote for you on the first Sunday of February. So I hope you'll join us here. And once again, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Jude and Paul Ponton, our harmonic energy shifter specialists. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. The great sound portals they've got, you can download them and loop them and just listen to bring the energy of abundance or grounding or tranquility or joy into your life. You can arrange to see them in person, or they also work remotely. So give them a call, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. It's 206-706-2836. And by the way, I am totally transformed Jude is doing all my chiropractic work now, and I don't get adjustments anymore. She does her way of chiropractic, and I am so much more stable than I ever have been. It's really, really incredible. So check them out. Woohoo. Okay. Alrighty then, it is time to get back to the phones, and we are going to a very patient Diane in Bellevue. Good morning, Diane. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Okay, now hopefully you were listening to all our discussion about cat pee.
I was. It's the morning of cat pee, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about what's going on specifically in your situation. You have two cats, is that right?
Right, Theo and Whiskers. They're both male, and they're litter mates. And
how old are they?
3.
3 years, neutered males?
Correct.
Okay. And what are they, any particular kind of cat?
Oh, they're big cats.
They're big cats, okay. That works.
And they're kind of medium hair, not too long, but
okay,
but fluffy and silky.
And we've got somebody's peeing in the sink?
Right.
Or
now
on the bath
mat? They
use
their litter box fine. I mean, they go use the litter box. But every once in a while, and I was telling Kathy that I think it was monkey see, monkey do, because I was in the bathroom one day, and Theo comes in, sees me, and then he jumps up in the sink and pees. So I'm thinking, well, maybe just that. So then I would, you know, close the door if I went in there. And then I saw him up there another time peeing in the sink. So I thought, well, maybe he thinks that's where he's supposed to go now. But it's not all the time, just every once in a while.
Okay.
And then the other one, Whiskers, he somehow liked the bathroom rug. So he would dig it all up and then pee on it. And I thought, well, maybe it's something about that rug. So I cleaned the rug and got rid of it and got another smaller rug. And he didn't bother it for a long time. And then one day, I saw him over there scratching it up. And I thought he was just nesting. And I looked closer and he peed on the rug.
Okay. But that's only been a once in a while sort of thing.
Yeah, once in a while sort of thing. So I'm thinking, what are they trying to tell me? They don't like rugs in the bathroom?
Well, there can be lots of things going on. First of all, when it's male cats that are doing the inappropriate urination, it's always important to pay attention, because if it's a real frequent thing, it can be an indication of a urinary tract infection.
I wondered about that.
And that can be a life-threatening situation with males. If the pH in their urine is too high, if they start to form crystals and so forth, the sandy stuff and accumulation and crystals can plug up the urethra, and they can get blocked up and not be able to urinate. And that can be a life-threatening situation. So when it's male cats involved as opposed to females, we have to be more careful about, you know, checking for urinary tract issues. But generally speaking, if it's a urinary tract infection or crystals or some kind of issue with the urinary tract, you're generally going to get the problem, the signs, on a regular basis. They're going frequently and often and all over the place, or they'll be urinating outside of the box on a regular basis.
Yeah,
so it doesn't sound like that's the case with you.
No. And then the other day, I was just going to add this in, for the one that's peeing in the sink, and I think that's Theo. Not real sure, but I think that's who it is. I came in the kitchen, and he had peed in the kitchen sink.
Well, now, there's another condition that I have made note of over my career and working with cats as feline behavior therapist. And I call it that some cats are porcelain peers. They pee in sinks and bathtubs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never really been able to definitively determine why that's the case. And sometimes it's felt like maybe it was the odors coming up through the drains, you know, that attracts them to those areas. Certainly in your case, when the one cat did it in the bathroom when you were using the bathroom, you know, a monkey see, monkey do sort of thing. In years past, with cats that really like to use sinks and bathtubs, the litters, they came out years ago, and you can still find them around, but it's a different kind of litter, and it's like the white kind of pellety sort of crystal type litter.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, sometimes the porcelain peers like that. I'll tell you, the other thing, though, that because this happened, you were actually in the bathroom yourself and he got in the sink and went.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's indicative of that human to animal transference thing again, that when it happens right in front of you, it often is an indication that you're suppressing anger and you just need to flush it and get rid of it. So,
well, maybe I don't remember being angry or not. I just remember being shocked that he jumped up.
Yeah.
And peed in
so,
the sink.
Kind of the bottom line. Now, I would still do everything we talked about. You know, because you got two cats, you should have three boxes. Make sure you have one at least really huge box, like the 28 by 32 inches, or the big mortar mixing a container from Home Depot. Sometimes they don't have them during the winter, though. You might have to wait till springtime to get them if they don't have any in stock. But at least one huge box, three boxes spread out in the house, and scooping and stirring at least once a day, if not twice. And then I heard a strange sound. Are you still with me, Diane?
I am.
Oh, okay. Just a weird sound. Sounded like maybe it cut off, but it didn't. That's good. Let's see. And the bottom line, though, with the sink piers and the tub piers, I kind of like, it's kind of like, well, you know, how bad is it really? Because if they're going to, you know, if you got a cat and it's not going to pee in the box, if it's going to pee anywhere, what's the best place to go?
And
the sink or the tub, because it's easy to walk down.
That's what I thought, too. Better there than on the carpet.
Right.
They have not urinated on the carpet or the sofa.
Yeah, so count your blessings. Because one thing I forgot to say, I don't know, Kim, if you're still listening, but what I forgot to finish when I talked about, you know, being reflective of human anger and stuff, well, often when the peeing starts, it will, seeing the evidence or seeing them do it, will trigger the anger that we're suppressing.
Yes, so that's true.
So a good thing
trigger a little anger when I see it.
Right. And so what happens, and that's your cue, that's your clue, you and Kim, to know if your anger is involved in the urination, is when you find it, how do you feel about it? If your response is, I'm ticked, he peed again, okay? Then go scream in a pillow, you know, and let it out. Because what happens is we end up snowballing the situation because it makes us, we feel that anger. We then direct that anger at the cat for peeing, which then they get more anger because it's energy. It goes into them. And so they do more inappropriate urination. And then that makes us mad again. And then we direct it back at them. And it becomes, you know, a big snowball. And we end up with urine all over the house. So that's very possible that that's happened in Kim's case. You know, because it's all over the place now in her house. So you want to keep that in mind, that when, if you find the urine and it triggers some anger, immediately before you ever clean it up or do anything about it, go scream in a pillow and release that charge of anger that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That will make a big difference.
So you think that's what's also going on the rug in the bathroom?
Well, now the rug
only
thing...
Only in the bathroom.
Yeah,
only the
rug thing, the best explanation I've ever come up across for that the throw rug in the bathroom business is that most of these rugs, you know, have a rubber or some kind of synthetic backing on them.
Right. So that's why I got rid of the first one.
So they don't slide around. And I've been told that those synthetic backings can have rendered animal products in them. And that the smell of that can trigger the desire to urinate on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't really know if that's true or not.
That's why I got rid of the first one. I thought the backing might have some kind of odor that
caused
it. But the other one that I replaced it with is just a cotton rug with, as far as I know, it's just cotton backing, but it was in the same spot as the other one, so maybe it was the placement.
Yeah, and it would be good to, you know, get some anti-icky poo to clean it out. But, you know, also sometimes they're attracted to the bathrooms, of course, because that is where we go. And it is a monkey see, monkey do sort of thing, going in the same places. You know, there have been a number of cats out there that have figured out on their own how to use a human toilet.
Because they've thinking
just,
that.
You know, they've just, you know, they haven't had to be trained or anything. They just start doing it because they're copying their humans.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also, then we get that component of the human to animal stuff and a need to just, you know, flush that anger and get rid of it. So it's always good to do a check on that. How do you feel about those things?
Yeah, maybe I should punch the pillow before I come in the door.
Well, you know, that would be a good idea. But the other thing is I would just let go of the, if they go in the sink or the tub, that it's not a big deal. It's like, be grateful that that's where they're going.
And I was thinking that, well, I'm not happy they peed in the sink, but thank you for going here instead of the rug.
Right. So how many boxes do you have, Diane?
I have only one box, and having more is a challenge because I live in a small apartment, so I don't want the cat box in the living room.
Okay. And how? What size is your box?
It is, it's 18 or maybe 19 by 25. It's pretty big.
Okay. And how often do you scoop and stir?
Most of the time, twice a day. Sometimes if I don't get home for lunch, it's once a day.
Okay. Then, yeah, I would step up and make sure it's twice a day.
Yeah, and if there's anything in it, because it's such a small place,
right?
I'll get it out because I can't.
Okay, excellent.
I don't want it to be smelly in the apartment.
Yeah, okay. Then, if there's any way to do a larger one, that would be great. But otherwise, I would just be really fastidious on keeping that box clean.
Yeah, it stays clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think that,
and they do go in the box. I mean, it's not that it's
okay.
Awesome.
Now the other thing I'd like you to do, Diane, is let's have you call back in the next time that Darcy is on the show,
mm-hmm.
our animal communicator intuitive, because it would be really great. Now let's see, she was just here. She was here this month, January, right? So she'll be here the second Sunday of March. Again,
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe I could see what.
Right. So let's have you call in. Let's have Darcy tune in and let's see if we can get an answer from. Now, sometimes they're not willing to fess up and talk about this stuff. So you could be talking to them in the meantime. Tell them, you know, you're doing the best you can. And if they have to pee someplace and not in the box, use the sink, use the tub. But you'd like them to stay away from the rug and use their box. Make sure you're doing really clean there. Make sure you're playing them good. Because at 3 years old, these guys need good, reckless, abandoned type fun every day.
Oh, they get it. They run through the house like
okay,
like wild.
Good.
Things.
And then let's have you call in so we can have Darcy tune in and see if we can find out from the cats why they're each doing this. Okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much, Martha.
You're welcome.
All of you have a great day.
All righty. Talk to you later. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. We have, well, let's see. I was going to take care of advertisers and sponsors, but our next caller says her battery is low. Let's go ahead and go to Seattle. And Carlene, welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. It's wonderful to speak with you. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. I'm just going to alert you. My note on the screen said that I should take your call right away because your battery is low. So I'm doing
it
that. But
I gave it a brief charge. I don't know if you have another panel of advertisers to take care
you're
of.
You're right. So yeah, I've got to do advertising, and so I can hold off on that if what you've got to talk about can be quick and we can do it in just a few minutes here.
Well, it's fairly brief. You may want to discuss it a bit more. I might, you know,
What's on your mind?
I've got about 14% a charge on my phone now. Charge it up a little. So I've got enough, I think. I just didn't want to wait another hour for you and Kim to.
Well, I'll be home in another hour.
Kitty poop, kitty pee and such.
Yeah.
This is a real admiration for what you have done in the past, which is you've done stories of news stories that are kind of clipped from the latest newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed that. And I know you've put a lot of work into your Facebook page, but it would be nice if once a month you did cover some of the latest really important news events. And I have one for you.
Okay, what's up?
This is for you and all the Animal World listeners. This is a an understatement. It's a major understatement to call it a doozy of a story that I heard. You know, the FBI has been keeping for decades and decades. They've been keeping records of arsons and rapes and murders and such to keep a little separate pile so that they can see if there's a trend or a, you know, to keep know which parts of the country are worse than others,
mm-hmm.
and such. Well, every all the general crimes generally go into an other, a pile of all of the assorted ones, okay? But mm-hmm. there has been a change that has just been announced. The FBI is now going to segregate and follow separately all animal abuse and murder cases.
Hmm.
And this, I think, you know, for even those of us in our local areas, if we hear about animal cruelty, animal abuse, murder of an animal, we can call our local FBI office and let them know and just make sure that the local regional branch of the FBI is as much on top of it as maybe the national offices in Washington, D.C.
So so how do you know this? What's your source of this information?
I believe it was NPR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You heard on the radio. So I would assume, I would just say that what makes sense to me is that they're following animal abuse cases. Is that because animal abusers often become, you know, serial human killers or something along those lines?
Well, they do see a correlation there, but even the dog fighting rings and all of and cock fighting rings and all of those sorts of things are going to be included in this.
Hmm. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It is a major, major development. I think it will mean a lot to, you know, to animal lovers nationwide.
But if they're just watching, and I don't know what that is going to do, but if you're saying that they are going to do something about these cases, that the FBI is now going to get involved in animal abuse cases?
Oh, yes.
Huh, interesting. Well, I'd love to know the source of that information and where it's coming from.
Well, you do your research. Maybe Kathy can check into it, and I will, too.
Okay, sounds
and
good.
I'll get back to you on it.
Yeah, because that would be interesting to follow up on. And
I know I didn't read it. I know I heard it on the radio. So, and what I listen to is pretty unimpeachable sources, good sources.
And I know, I appreciate you talking about wanting to know more of the news stories. And what's going on. I'll tell you there's two big ones going on right now. The first one is, and those of you that can do Facebook, you can go on because these articles are posted. I posted them this week. The first one was the big Blue Buffalo admission. You know, the Blue Buffalo, the food that's so advertised so much, and they're trying to convince us that they're better than the other crappy foods like Purina and stuff. But the information that's come out now, here it is, breaking news, Blue Buffalo admits to lying about ingredients. Here
really?
Is why you should care. And, I mean, their labels don't say it, but it has now been proven by testing, and the company has now admitted it, that there are byproducts in lots of their foods, and
wow.
They've not been telling the truth about that.
Wow.
So if you want to check that out, folks, that is on the Facebook page. Now, the other big news story that's going on right now is happening in Japan, because it is the annual Taiji dolphin slaughter time. And you know Rick Barry, who's the former dolphin trainer who has turned dolphin activist and was in the documentary The Cove to highlight what's going on in Japan. And this anyway, he was this time, you know, entered the country again this last week or so to, you know, do what he does when he's over there. Well, they arrested him and they put him in holding. And the news as of today, and I'm not finding it because I posted this yesterday. I don't know where it is. They've arrested him, and the news last night is they are now going to deport him and then prevent him from entering the country again for 5 years.
Wow.
So, you know, they're trumping up charges and all kinds of stuff to do this because they simply don't want him there shining the light on the dolphin slaughter that's going on because, you know, the rest of the world wants this stopped. And so anyway, it's a last-ditch effort on the part of Japan to keep Rick O'Berry from reporting on the dolphins. And so they've arrested him. They're going to deport him and not allow him back in the country for 5 years. And that's being challenged by his legal team in Japan. And there's a petition to sign to support that. And I've got that up on, if it's not on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I didn't find it just now, but I posted it last night. But it is on my, I think it's on my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk on Facebook. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, and that's what I printed. Where did you get that, Kathy, off the web, off the Facebook? Oh, okay. So you found it on Animal. So yeah, so it's there on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and there's a link in the article that will take you to the petition.
Well, Martha, there are a lot of cetacean protection groups, activist groups here in the United States. Now, the ones that are local in the Seattle, you know, metro area, would they be interested, do you think, in turning up the heat on Japan and maybe notifying the Japanese embassy of their dismay? I mean, anybody could notify the Japanese embassy here in Seattle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I was just trying to locate it here, but at any rate, Kathy's got it. It's there, so we know it's there. Anyway, now, the other news thing, there's one more thing, and then we got to go, Carlin, because we got to get advertisers in. But that would be, this is also up on my Facebook page, and a nice picture of Donald Trump's son with a huge trophy kill, looks like a big leopard. It's just disgusting.
Oh.
So, and the sign being, Donald Trump defending son's sport killing may doom his campaign. Well, I'm here to say, I sure hope so. I kind of doubt it, but it would be really nice. But, yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, Carlene, I will make a better effort to at least pinpoint the news items on a regular basis.
Maybe even once a month to cover some of the big news events.
I can do it more regularly. All right.
Because I think your listeners would like to contribute.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks
so much for all that input. Enjoy the sunshine today. And thanks for calling Animal World. All righty. We got to take care of advertisers and sponsors post haste here. So listen, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link was created by Dr. Bob Collette, and they provide what's missing in the processed foods that we feed. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You mix up your animal friend's food, add in a little cool water to mix it in. That's what I do with Robbie, mix in the Missing Link and his Optigest. Little cool water, and then I add his raw meaty bone grind to that. And voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients and the fiber. Missing Link, like I said, tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in cats, eliminates hairball problems in dogs, and there's a Missing Link product for pretty much anything in an animal suit. We've got three formulas for dogs, a formula for cats. There is a vegetarian wellness blend formula. There is a formula for birds, one for poultry, and there's a formula for horses. There's also a more potent veterinary blend that you can get from your veterinarian. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can call Designing Health if you're having trouble locating it. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387, and you can check out all the products at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Itching, scratching, hot spots, pain, stomach cramps, gas, vomiting, mucousy diarrhea. You don't have to live this way. Stop watching your sweet pet in such distress. Get to the root of the problem with Heaven and Earth's 100% natural hot spot and infection tea cream for pets, liver and digestive health support powder, and their doggy dewormer detox and infection powder. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide in helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're getting ready to close out the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And boy, it's been fun chatting with you on the phone and getting some behavior training and healing questions going on. I have to tell you that I am actually working more now than I have in a long time and doing lots of private sessions, and I am getting some of the craziest and most complicated and difficult situations to work out with people and their animal friends. And things are working really well and successfully. But I just a few minutes that I've got left, I want to share with you the case that I'm just beginning to deal with now, because it is a doozy. So it'll be a fun one to keep you posted on. Now, this is a couple who just moved here from another state. Now, they call me up because they weren't expecting to move like this and have it to go down like this, but because of a job change and all of this, it just happened this way. So in the other state, they were, fiancés, but not living together. And the guy has a 10-year-old shepherd mix and lives in a big house. And the gal has a Pomeranian, an old Pomeranian, lives in in her apartment, all that kind of stuff. Now, they've only gotten together with these two dogs once. But the big shepherd mix that lives with the guy, that belongs to the guy, is a great dog when his dad isn't around. But when he's with his dad, he won't allow anything around his dad. So the dog doesn't like the girlfriend. And so whenever the girlfriend comes around, the dog growls at her and wants to take her out. And then her dog wants to defend her and growl at the big dog. So the shepherd and the Pomeranian, they don't get along at all. And the shepherd hates the girlfriend and wants to take her out if she comes around the guy. Okay, so where did they have to move? So with not knowing, out of the blue, job changes, what happens is they move up here to Seattle, get an 800-square-foot apartment, okay, and they want to all move in together, the four of them. And so where they are with it now is they're up here. They got the apartment. She's here with the dog. She with the Pomeranian. The shepherd mix hasn't arrived yet. It's still in the other state. They're going back down this week to pick up the shepherd and drive back up. And then they need to all move in to this apartment together. Well, you can certainly see how does that 10-year-old dogs hate each other? Dog hates a girl, that belongs to a guy, hates girl, and all of this. So what I'm doing with them right now is I actually think that we have... Now, fortunately, one dog's a male, the other dog's a female, so we've got opposite sex. They respectively get along with other dogs and so forth when they're off their properties and so forth. I think we're going to be able to work this out. But what I have done is I've called Darcy in to help because I'm having her talk with the two dogs to find out, you know, how they feel about all of this and if they're willing to, congeal these families and work with us to make it work. And I what I basically want Darcy to do is she's going to be able to really explain to these dogs what's going on and why and what they should expect and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to do a conference, a phone education session with them this week with a guy who's up here, but then with the gal who'll be in the other state. And so I can get them basically educated. And then with Darcy's help and with the session I do, we'll come up with a plan for them to be able to, because they're going to drive back from the other state here in a big suburban with both dogs. So I'll come up with a plan for them to be able to drive up here. And then when they get here, I'm going to do an in-home session with them at the apartment with the dogs to straighten everything else out. So how is that for a challenge? A very challenging case, but I love these cases because I love the challenges and it gets me a chance to get really creative so far, everything working really well. I haven't had a chance to tell you about the other really goofy ones I've already worked with and the incredible progress we've made and so quickly. But it doesn't matter how serious it is, I'll get in there and help you figure it out. So I'll keep you posted on that one and what ends up shaking out because we are rapidly approaching the end of the show. I just want to let you know, we do have a normal programming today. Okay, so you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Then next week you can join us for an encore presentation of Animal World. And if you missed it or you want to catch it again, you can hear all about the Ananda Farm on Camino Island, meet the caretakers, Zach and Haley, find out about no-till organic farming. And they had some great advice for us at-home city farms and vegetable patches then lots of information about the CSA that will be starting if you want to participate and the farm dinners that'll happen next summer. And then we even have the dates and all of that kind of stuff. So you want to tune in for that. And then in 2 weeks, I will be back in the studio with Mike and Kathy and Dr. Nels Rasmussen from Nels Healing Ministry, our bioenergetic synchronization technique guy, will be in the studio. And remember, he is just doing miraculous work with humans and animals, and he does it remotely, which is really fantastic. And of course, when he's on the radio, it's his service and it's free. So how cool is that? So I hope you will join us for that show. And then the rest of the schedule for February is going to be a little wonky because we're going to the second and third Sundays of February, our show will only be an hour and a half because we're making way for whatever sporting events are going on. I can't remember. Is it basketball? I think it's Mike will know. Is it basketball that's going on?
Yeah, it's all basketball. And if I recall, I think we go to 11:30 on the 7th.
Yeah, and then only 10:30
on the 14th and the 21st.
Right, and then
we go back to regular.
Yeah, then last Sunday of the month, Jude and Paul will be in. So we'll have a little crazy schedule, but we'll be here every Sunday. So I guess that's it for now. We are almost out of time, and Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Enjoy the sunshine. Stay safe with your animal friends. And get on that Facebook page, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. Get the immune tabs for your dogs. And let me remind you, as always, animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. We'll talk to you again next week.